This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar and the queues are on the quieter side. In fact, yesterday markets ended absolutely flat, just in a range of about 70-80 points and finally ending with a 1 point move on the Nifty and the Sensex. This morning, remember, US markets were shut yesterday on account of Thanksgiving, and today they will be closing early. So just a half day of trade for the US markets. Asian market, the big story right now is the Japanese core inflation, 2.9% for the month of October, higher than 2.8% that we had in the month of September. In terms of flows, both the FIs and DIs were buyers in the cash market. Today is also the last day for the Tata Tech IPO, and so far we've seen a subscription of nearly 15 times, Gandhar Oil Refinery to a little north of 15 times, Flare Writing about six times. Some stocks you should keep on your radar, the Adani Group, particularly Adani Enterprises, because Supreme Court is likely to hear the Adani Hindenburg case today. Keep your eye out on Lupin, where they've got a US FDA approval, a tentative US FDA approval for canagliflozin tablets, which is used to improve glycemic control in adults with type 2 diabetes. So that's a stock. Rate gain should be on your radar because yesterday, remember, the stock was down close to about 8-odd%. SocGen sold about 6.15 lakh shares in the stock. Siemens has got a service tax demand of 23.7, so not a big amount, but that could be on your radar. Apart from that, you have to keep your eye out on Indian hotels, because sources to CNBC TV 18 that there was a data breach of nearly 15 lakh users in the Taj hotels, so that's a bit disappointing. NMDC lump ore prices and fine ore prices have been fixed. Apar Industries has launched a QIP size 1000 crore rupees, issue price 5264 rupees per share at a discount of 7.4% to the closing price. So these are the stocks you should have on your radar. Have a good trading session, the last one of the week, and remember, on Monday the Indian market are shut. Thank you for listening to this podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.